Bleep, bloop, bloop, bleep, bleep, bloop, bloop, bloop. Toy guy Chris Byrne joins us this morning. Good morning, Chris. Thanks for sharing a bit of your day with us.
Oh, thank you. It's great to be with you.
And when you were playing Nintendo, do you ever remember getting sort of like lost in it for hours upon hours when you first discovered this wonderful game?
Oh, absolutely. It's completely immersive, and it's really fun to play with. And I've played with all sorts of different iterations of Nintendo over the years. So that's why I've had such fun working with them to develop this whole program of summer games.
Let's talk about what is this sort of DIY creations that's coming on with Nintendo Switch. And is it Nintendo Labo? Is that how you pronounce that?
Exactly. It's Nintendo Labo. And this is one where we first saw it, I don't know, several months ago. And all of us at TTBN were going, well, wait, what is this? It's cardboard, and it's you fold it up, and you play with all these different things. But it is pretty amazing because it really is right on trend for something you're going to see a lot of this year, which is the integration of technology and classic play. So basically, you build cardboard models, and they're in increasing difficulty. You build them from the ground up, and then you add your Nintendo Switch. So I don't know if you can hear this, but I've actually built a piano, and I can play the keys of the piano, and you can hear the music and see the different characters on the screen. Pretty amazing.
Well, I didn't know you were virtuoso there.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Of course. So, what made them decide to go in this direction? Is there some sort of trend in toys that wants to be more, I guess, interactive or creative or doing something hands-on in a sense?
Well, I definitely wanting to do something hands-on, because what we've seen has been this whole interaction of you know, kids are not wowed by technology on a phone alone, and it's really bringing it to life. So that's why you take the classic Nintendo gaming and you marry it to something like a model that you can build, and it really is a very rich play experience.
And how does this work with different type of games? What other things can you do with it?
Well, it's really self-contained by itself, but there are, you know, gaming is a huge part of the toy industry this year. It's been a big trend for the past 3 years. And one of the things that Nintendo's done for the summer has introduced 4 different games that are very different. So you've got Super Mario Odyssey, which is an entire multifaceted world where kids actually run through the different worlds and play with Mario and his new ally Cappy. You can do Mario Kart Racing, where the whole family can race, which is really great, and I'm really bad at. You can go to Donkey Kong, which is one of the classic characters. He's Donkey Kong Country Tropical Freeze, where 2 players can actually try to beat the Arctic creatures who are invading Donkey Kong Island. And finally, sports has been a big part of the Nintendo portfolio, and you've got Mario Tennis Aces, where you've got all kinds of Mario playing different characters, different Nintendo characters, all kinds of really magical things. It's just a great way to bring different play experiences to life during the summer.
Chris, I confess I'm having a tough time getting my head around this DIY adventure. The cardboard kits, what comes in a cardboard kit?
So what you get in the kit when you open it up is you get a kit, you get a cartridge that goes into your Nintendo Switch that has all the instructions, and you get the sheets of cardboard that you punch out and you fold. It really is insert, you know, tab A into slot A, and you're folding and working through it. But what's really cool about it is the way the instructions work, because they're very interactive. It's very sort of humorous and personal as you play with it. It goes, yeah, great, and this is tough, and now you've got to make 17 of these things. I'm exaggerating for effect. You make like 4 or 5 different things. So it really does walk the child through it, and it's all about process and learning and completion, and it's just a really rich play experience.
Now, a lot of this is for like summer travel. Is it really portable?
Well, the Nintendo Labo is really something you want to play when you're in one place. But the Nintendo Switch, what I love about it is it fits in a dock that connects to your TV by HDMI, but you can just take it out of the dock, and you can go anywhere you want. It doesn't pause the game. It just keeps you going right where you are. When you get someplace, pop it back in the dock, and you can continue playing on the TV.
Anytime you put Nintendo in it, you kind of bring some generations together. Are young kids embracing Nintendo as much as their parents had?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, one of the things that we love is, like, watching over the last 20 years how the video game system has gone from being down in the basement where the kids are to being a centerpiece in the living room for the entire family. Because today's parents grew up playing Nintendo, whether it was GameCube or any of these things, or the Nintendo Game Boy. They grew up playing with these things, so it's a part of their family entertainment.
In your toy world, have you seen kids react to sort of the bad graphics of the early games and wonder, does it make it more difficult for them because it's not so realistic?
You know what's really amazing is kids love good games, and they don't care if it's an 8-bit game or a 64-bit game. And, in fact, if you go into Mario Odyssey, some of the characters are in the different resolutions from earlier times, and kids are just enchanted by that because it's very old school.
Kind of makes them feel a little bit like they're, you know, doing something new that's, you know, long forgotten, as it were.
Exactly, and it's really all about the game. They're kind of technology agnostic. They don't care about the technology as long as it's a really good game experience.
Right. Again, this is all about the Nintendo Labo, as the Nintendo Switch as well. Where can people find out more about some things that are going on in the toy world?
You can come see Nintendo.com for more on this, or visit us at TTPM.com. You can see me play with Labo right on screen.
Lucky you. That's all I have to say. We're going to be I know we'll be talking ahead when a lot, because, you know, we're getting July, so all those orders for those Christmas toys are about happening right about now, I would imagine.
Absolutely.
So we'll talk in the future about those things for the 2018 Christmas season. But Chris Byrne, the toy guy, joining us this morning. Appreciate your time, Chris. Thanks.
Thank you.